Happy Memorial Day to all of you, the official kickoff of summer. It's Dave Plyer and for Bob Surratt this morning. So if you grew up in Chicagoland, you're bound to have your favorite amusement park. Maybe it was Riverview, Kiddyland, Dispenses, Kitty Kingdom, Old Chicago, Great America, and for millions, it was Santa's Village. Since 1959, Santa's Village has entertained millions of visitors, and joining us to talk about some history and the summer season, rides, food, and more is owner and operator Jason Serpian. Welcome back to the show, and happy 67th anniversary of this historic park, my friend.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good. You don't look a day over 60, I have to say, Jason. But you know what? You know I love this park. You do such an amazing job. How's the season been so far?
Pretty good. We're only in our second weekend here this year, but the weather's been mostly in our favor. Water park opened up here during this Memorial Day weekend yesterday, actually, and we're kind of off to a great start.
Yeah, today's going to be perfect for it. But this place opened up 67 years ago. So many memories and so forth. 1959 that people, you know, can share now with their children and their grandchildren. But you were part of this team when you were a kid. You were working at Santa's Village.
Yeah, back in the very late 80s, I think 89 was my first year there, maybe 90, somewhere right in there. Worked there in high school in the barn department, kind of always enjoyed the animals, and you know, here we are today. Fast forward many, 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 many years, and yeah. We still have Old McDonald's Farm there and all the great rides. You know, the food that you mentioned as well, and then we reopened the water park as well back in officially for the full season of 2021.
What's cool about this, and I tell people this all the time, and Marcus Leshock joined us in the first half hour. We talked about Santa's Village as well, is that you take really good care of this park. The rides are in amazing condition. They're beautiful. You keep everything painted, powder coated. The grounds look amazing. And you never know what you're going to get into with an amusement park. But as I said before, and I want folks to know this, you knock it out of the park.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you very much. I've built a great team. I can't really take a lot of the credit anymore. It took a long time for a small family operation to find a really good full-time year-round staff. And I mean, we have that from our maintenance crew to our grounds crew to our painter. We have probably the most incredible painter that anybody could imagine. He's an absolute beast. If it stands still long enough, he's going to paint it. He just does such a great job. But props, and I don't know if I've even done this on your show, but total shout out to my crew, my full-time year-round staff, and even our frontline staff that comes in seasonally. But we just have an awesome team.
Good to hear. Always good to hear. And the park features several rides from the original Santa's Village. I mean, you upgrade things all the time, but you got the balloon race, the convoy, the sleigh ride, the star jet. You got it all.
Yeah, no, we've definitely got some old classics from Santa's Village. We also have a few of the old classics from Kiddyland, too, where I, kind of grew up in the summers in Chicago with my grandparents and such, and both my aunts took me to Kiddyland quite a few times, probably more times than I actually went to Santa's Village, which I actually grew up right near, and so we've got a few of those Kiddyland classics as well.
You know, for me as well, and sometimes when I hear the noises coming out of those, the space invasion and stuff, it stops me in my tracks. I'm like, oh my God, where's that coming from? From my childhood. And of course, the snowball ride, which I think that's the big highlight in the park.
Yep, snowball ride was put in the early 60s, and it's pretty much been there. It took us a couple of years to get one back, but there was only three of those originally manufactured. We were able to get one of them back from one of the other Santa's Villages, actually, so we're super proud to have that ride put back in. I think we put that in somewhere around 2013, 2014, right in there.
Talk about some of the other rides you got there. I mean, you got roller coasters, you got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we've got the Super Cyclone. It's kind of, our bigger coaster, we call it. Obviously, just kind of a kickoff for the kids to kind of get into the roller coaster kind of craze if they enjoy roller coasters. We've got a smaller coaster in the Wacky Worm. We put the Farmer Swing in, which is a family spinning coaster, here a couple of years ago, too. So we've got three great coasters for the younger kids to just kind of get them, set up for an exciting life of riding coasters forever. Since you mentioned Marcus Leshock, he's obviously a huge fan of the coasters.
Oh, yeah.
And the amusement parks as well. So yeah, we've got those three great coasters. We've got a bunch of kiddie rides. We've got some family rides. We've got Old McDonald's Farm there. And then we've got the Santa Springs, which is our water park that we put in. And Finally, are getting our first full season out of our four-lane racer slide that we have put in Coconut Competition, it's called. And that kind of went off really well yesterday. We had some really great feedback on that ride.
Love hearing that. Talk a little bit about the food that you have there to offer and the parties you can have there.
So we do birthday parties. We do group events. We can cater large picnics as well, as we always have at Santa's Village. We've kind of taken it into a new gear here. The last couple of years, we've done a lot of picnics where we haven't really done that in the beginning, but those are kind of starting to come back to us as well. We have about, I think we're about 12 different food outlets. We've got, anything from ice cream and Dole Whip to, just regular staples, hot dogs, cheeseburgers, chicken strips, pizza, all the goodies you'd find in a park. And then, of course, you have to hit a funnel cake on your way out of the park.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Now, it's geared toward children ages 2 to 12, but, I mean, even my older kids still enjoy the rides.
Yeah, I think, we do have a few older kids that come in that they get to enjoy some time with their siblings and such. But we are definitely geared to that younger market, younger families. But we see a lot of grandparents coming in with the kids, too. And we enjoy hearing those stories, third, maybe even fourth generation on occasion. We kind of get some of those folks to pop in and share their stories with us of how they were there with, now they're great-grandkids or their great-great-grandkids. So it's really some great stories. It's a very nostalgic park. Super proud to be part of it.
And talk about your season passage, because it's quite cost-effective to do that.
Yeah, season pass pays for itself in just under three visits. Season passes right now are $99.99. We don't have any parking fees, so it's free parking. $99.99 gets you in all season long to enjoy the water park, the amusement park, the animals, what have you. We're open, right now basically through the end of October. We do a big fall festival. We kind of revamped that and redid that here a couple of years ago, and that's been getting much bigger every season, too, for the last 3 years as well.
And you have discounts for veterans and active military as well, correct?
Yep, we do a few different events throughout the year. We've got some discounts this weekend for active is always free with us, active military. But we've got some first responder stuff going on. We do grandparents' days. Go onto our website, santasvillagedundee.com. We always have different events, different discounts happening. We always got that kind of stuff going on as well.
If you haven't been there in years or decades, for that matter, it's time to take the kids or grandkids to Santa's Village, located at 601 Dundee Avenue in East Dundee. And as Jason said, for more information, group discounts, birthday parties, and more, visit santasvillagedundee.com. Thanks, Jason. We'll see you out there sometime this summer, pal.
Thank you, Dave. Always appreciate you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.